Hachette Audio presents Bone Silence, written by Alistair Reynolds, read by Claire Corbett.
Chapter 1. It had begun as a distant glimmering dot. Now it was unmistakably a world. At the front of the rocket launch, from her control position behind the forward windows, Fiora Ness tried to fly exactly like any other prospective visitor. Too confident in her approach, and she would draw attention to herself. Too cautious, and she would look as if she had something to hide. Which, of course, she did. The sweep was bouncing range location pings against the outer shell of Mulgrason. A dial showed their closing speed, now down to just 6,000 spans per second.
"That will do nicely," Legamba said, as he leant over her shoulder to study the instrument board.
Fuhrer took her time answering. She flipped a switch or two, worked a lever, tapped her nail against a sticky gauge.
"This ain't my first approach, Lag."
Legamba's reflection smiled back from the burnished metal of the console.
"Nor mine."
Fuhrer applied a little more counterthrust, dropping them to 5,500 spans per second. They were threading through the orbits of other ships gathered around Mulgrason, that range from little runabouts like their own to fully rigged sailing vessels, albeit all close-hauled, so near to the gravity well of a swallower.
"All this way for a pile of bones,"
Prosa said, in a familiar complaining tone.
"Bones we happen to need,"
Fuhrer answered. Prosa rubbed the dent in her head, where a metal plate had been put in.
"You need 'em, girlie. The rest of us is quite satisfied never going near those horse-faced horrors."
"I share your reservations,"
Legamba said, directing a confident smile at Prosa.
"But I also appreciate the need for up-to-date intelligence. Without a viable skull, we're operating blind."
"And this intelligence," Prosa said, "it wouldn't have anything to do with government men turning over every rock in the congregation to look for us, would it? Government coves with ships and guns and undercover agents and plenty of intelligence of their own?"
Legamba scratched at his chin.
"It might."
"Then why in all the worlds is we going anywhere near a world?"
"We've been over this," Adrana Ness said, turning to face Prosa from the seat immediately behind her sister's control position.
"It's all very well keeping to the margins, picking off other ships for essential supplies. That served us well enough since the Miser. But it's not sustainable. We've only adopted pirate..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?